Hello sa inyo, my name is Mark and you're listening to the Pagodcast here on Spotify. And for the longest time in my, for the longest time, hindi ko na alam kung anong adlib ang idadagdag ko dun para mas maging OA siya, pakinggan. Pero for the longest time, paulit-ulit ako, I have wanted to spill that intro, meaning to say na matagal ko nang gusto mag-podcast. Siguro simula senior high school pa lang, grade 11, gusto ko na mag-podcast. And for your information, I am already on my second year on college. And ngayon pala ako magsisimula. I mean, hindi ko nga sure kung sinisimulan ko na ba or kung i-upload ko ba tong episode na to. Kasi hindi ko talaga alam kung bakit hindi ako nagsisimula. Ang alam ko lang noon ay dahil hindi ko alam kung makakarelate yung iba. Pero I'm sure meron diyang makakarelate eh. Yung nasa iyo na lahat ng advantages, nasa iyo na lahat ng equipment, and alam mo na yung gagawin eh. Alam mo na rin yung pag-uusapan, alam mo na kung paano i-apply ang mga procedures, na kung ano man yung iniisip mo. Pero the thing is, I already know what I had to do. I already know that I wanted to do it. But for some reason, nag-aantay ako ng validation from others, like from my family, from my friends, from my relatives na, oh sige, tuloy mo yan, i-pursue mo yan kasi susuporta ka namin dyan. Have you ever been on that situation? And have you ever, were you ever, on the situation in your life where nag-aantay ka ng sudden spark of motivation para masimulan yung problem set mo na matagal nang ibinigay sa'yo ng prof mo pero hindi mo pagagawin? Papira tayo dyan, tol, kasi ilang beses ko na yung nagawa yung project niya sa kung saan mang subject yan na dapat gagawin mo na siya, pero hindi pa, wala pa, hindi pa ako motivated, di ba? Kumbaga nag-aantay tayo ng sudden spark ng motivation para simulan natin. Hanggang sa, ayun, eto na ako, napag-iwanan na ako ng lahat-lahat ng bagay and hindi pa rin ako motivated, hindi ko pa rin mahanap yung motivation na hinahanap ko. Hence, ilang taon yung nakalipas, ngayon lang ako nag-start ng podcast talaga. Ngayon ko lang talaga siya ipe-pursue. And hindi ko pa nga sure eh kung ipe-pursue ko talaga siya. Hindi ko sure kung tatagal ba ako dito sa platform na to. Hindi ko alam pa. Basta, ang mahalaga sa akin ngayon, and this is what I'm very proud of, is that I am already starting. And that was a very, very tough thing to do. Kasi isipin nyo, from grade 11 ako, and I'm already second year college. So it took me a lot of years to gain this. I don't know what I got, pero it took me a couple of years to start. And that is because, ayan, isishare ko na kung bakit. That was because of the realization that I had the other day. Kwento ko lang sa inyo, isang gabi yun, nakaupo lang ako sa kwarto ko. I decided na hindi mo na ako mag-scroll sa Instagram, hindi mo na ako mag-brain rot scrolling sa mga social media applications. Pinag-isipan ko talaga yung gusto kong gawin sa buhay ko. And one part of that reflection upon myself is that realization that the only thing that's stopping me from doing something was nothing. Again, I hope this would be a powerful quote kasi hindi ko alam kung may nakapagsabi na to sa internet ah. Pero, ayun nga, the realization that the only thing, I'll repeat it again, the only thing that's stopping me from doing something, specifically this podcast, is nothing. And that something turned out to be nothing. Yes, I could name a lot of alibis, kaya kong mag-name ng napakaraming dahilan kung bakit hindi ako makapagsimula. Pero in reality, if you become totally honest with yourself, most of the time, hindi ko naman sinasabing every time, pero most of the time, the only thing that's stopping us from doing something is nothing. Kaya naman natin siyang gawin actually eh. Kaya naman natin gawin agad yung piece natin without the validation of others. Kaya naman natin mag-podcast ng walang sudden spark of motivation. Kasi hindi ka naman lagi motivated eh, di ba? Hindi ka naman lagi yung, gusto kong gawin to and gagawin ko na agad. Basta, hindi ka lagi motivated eh. Meron talaga mga araw na tatamad-tamad ka dyan and ayaw mo nang gumalaw sa higaan mo, gusto mo nang mag-scroll. Wala ka nang pakialam sa mga pangarap mo. Meron talaga tayong mga araw na ganun eh. And that's normal for us human beings. I believe that's normal. Kahit sino, typical person, kahit sino, darating dun sa point na yun. And that's normal. Kaya the only thing that's stopping you from what you want to do is nothing. Kasi kung tutusin, we are capable naman. If you know to yourself that you are capable and kaya naman talaga, then there's no reason for you to not do it.
However, then kung magpapakatotoo tayo sa mga sarili natin, alam naman natin na it's easier said than done. Madaling mag-preach pero ang hirap gawin. Madaling mag-advise pero ang hirap i-apply sa mga sarili natin. Same goes for this concept of laziness or the problem of starting, not starting. O bakit nga ba? So dito napapasok yung tanong na bakit nga ba ang hirap magsimula? Why is it very hard to start? And here I listed down four of the main reasons that I have found. So kapag meron or nakukulangan kayo sa mga reasons na to na aking babanggitin, ay makikisabi na lang sa akin, makikipm, sabihin mo na ang baduy ko naman mag-podcast kasi kulang-kulang yung information na binibigay ko. Pero yun, jokes aside, the first problem that I see or na napapansin ko is the paralysis of overthinking, or mainly just overthinking the whole process in general without even trying to start. So, there was a quote from Seneca, and this he said, "We suffer more in our imagination than in reality." And I believe that this is a very powerful quote which describes this first part of my whole podcast, which is the paralysis of overthinking. Bakit? Kasi we often overthink a lot about what we could do to make a better beginning, what we could do to have a smoother process, or what we could do to have a better result without even trying to start. We are drowned on our emotions and our thoughts that we forget that the right thing to do or the best thing to do in everything is to start and just to begin. Kaya nga merong quote ang Nike or Nike, kung ano mang tawag yan. Huwag niyo ko i-judge, please. Pero yun, may quote nga ang Nike na just do it. Kaya, ayun, ang advice ko dyan sa mga maanong ulang, joke lang, isa din ako dun. Pero yun, ang advice ko, or hindi naman advice, kasi hindi naman ako, hindi naman ako self-help guru, at ako ay isang tatamad naman din na tao. Ang advice ko sa mga tao dyan, at sa sarili ko na rin, lalo na sa sarili ko, is to just do it, no? Kasi, we can think all about the process, all about the possible outcomes. But if we do not start, do you think we will ever get to the point where we are already in the process? And do you think that we could go to the point na we already have the outcome? So yun, that's one of the main problems na nakikita ko. And what I mean by nakikita is according to experience, kasi I have been experiencing this a lot. And hindi ko itatanggi sa sarili ko na isang tatamad-tamad din ako na tao. Kaya ang tawag dito sa podcast na to ay The Pagodcast kasi lagi akong pagod. Ibig sabihin nun, lagi akong tinatamad gumawa ng mga bagay kasi lagi akong pagod. Pero yun ang unang-unang bagay na napansin ko na problema with regards to why we are not starting. And the second one is the fear of failure. Takot tayong pumalpak, takot tayong matalo. And that is one of the main reasons why kasama to. Kasi I have, one of my biggest fear, lalo na when I was young, but now medyo na lesson na. Kasi now I do not care about what other people would think about me. But however, on the personal side or aspect of this, medyo masakit ba rin na mag-fail. And lalo na depending on the extent of your failure, kung hard failure ba yan or maliit lang na bagay. Pero failure is failure and failure is tough. Then, yeah, ang hirap niyang i-digest. So, dito merong quote si Thomas Edison. And sinabi niya dito na, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." And I feel that this quote aims to be motivating in a way na if you consider everything you do as a failure, then you won't, you'll live your life thinking that you're a failure. However, in his perspective, no matter how much he failed, or in this case, 10,000 ways siyang pumalpak, is that he did not perceive those 10,000 ways as a failure, but instead on an optimistic manner. Kaya nga sabi niya, hindi lang nag-work, pero that doesn't mean na nag-fail ka. Again, the perspective here in this quote is that if something doesn't work on the first try or the second try or the end try, then it is still not considered as a failure. Ayalin tulad na lang natin sa mga subject na ibinagsak natin ngayong college kung irregular ka man. Yung unang beses na mag-take mo ng subject at binagsak ka ng prof mo, ay hindi yan ang ano, hindi ibig sabihin dyan na failed ka. Kahit nakalagay sa card mo na failed ka na, hanggat alam mo sa sarili mo na kaya mo pa or may potential ka pa, hanggat meron kang paninindigan na kaya mo naman at malakas ka pa rin, ay hindi mo i-consider siya as failure. Pwede mo siyang i-consider as step back or stepping stone, pero hindi mo siya titingnan in a way na that would describe your whole personality. Kasi if you let that happen, in my opinion, kapag hinayaan mong i-define ka niyan and ng other numerous failures in your life, then you would just be weak, you know? You would lose yourself in the process and you would lose your way in general. Kasi that should not define who you are. Kaya nga meron ako nakikitang quote sa Facebook na my grades doesn't define me. However sarcastic it may seem to be, I strongly believe in that. Kasi hindi lang naman yan ang magdidigta ng kung anong mangyayari sa buhay mo eh. Hindi lang naman yung pagbagsak mo dyan sa integral calculus, dyan sa differential calculus. Sorry, engineering ako eh, kaya ganun yung mga example ko. Pero the point is, it should not define who you are as a person. Yes, pwedeng marami kang shortcomings at pwedeng maging honest ka sa sarili mo, natatamad-tamad ka rin. However, you should not accept that as who you are. You should just say na on that scenario, medyo ganito ako, medyo ganyan. Pero that doesn't mean na that's who you are in general as a person, as kung gaano katagal ka na nabubuhay, you know? If I'm making any sense. Anyways, napaloyo na ako sa topic ko. Yun nga, fear of failure. Minsan, madalas takot tayo na pumalpak. And that often also paralyzes us to begin. Para siyang defense mechanism ng ating mga katawan or ng ating utak na pag takot tayong matalo or takot tayong mahirapan, oftentimes, iniiwasan natin siyang gawin. Kaya kadalasan, kapag may exam tayo, alam natin na mahirap ang i-examine natin, bigla na lang natin namamalayan na nagsiscroll na lang pala tayo sa Instagram or nagpi-Facebook, lalo na kapag dumating tayo dun sa mga topic na sobrang na mahirap. Hahanap talagang katawan natin dyan ng way para i-gaslight ang sarili natin na okay, tama na muna to ngayon, tapos bukas na ulit. But in reality, kailangan natin siyang ituloy-tuloy and kailangan nating labanan yung thought process na yun. Kasi if hindi natin siya nilabanan, magpapatalo tayo. Eh di, ayun, the next thing you know, wala ka nang na-review. Kahit sabihin mo na kanina na bukas ka na magre-review. However, you chose to have a great and happy life the whole afternoon kinabukasan. Kaya ayun, wala ka nang magawa. Hanggang sa dumating na yung exam, nagsisisi ka na lang sa utak mo na ala, sana na-review ko yun. However, yun nga, it is the fear of failure which caused that. You were paralyzed on, you know, not totally paralyzed in as your whole body was paralyzed. But the meaning here of paralyzed is that, you know, you forgot to take action. Or you did not forget, but rather, you chose to not take the action. Kasi you are scared of starting. You are scared na mahirapan na i-review yung bagay na yun. Ginagaslight mo ang sarili mo na hindi yun kasama sa exam na yun. Kasama pala kinabukasan. Nagsisisi ka. Kasi you wasted all your time having a great afternoon, having the time of your life, kung saan man yan. And it's very cliche kasi oftentimes our fear of failure oftentimes causes failure itself. The more that we are scared of failure and the more we are scared of facing it, the next thing you know, we failed harder than we are expected to fail. And yun ang medyo mabigat. So, kung naisip nyo man na nagpapaka self-help guru, marami rin akong pagkukulang. And itong sinasabi ko is mostly based sa experiences ko. Kaya, ayun, huwag nyo akong i-judge kung I am sounding like someone who know better. I guess I'm just explaining this better. And yes, that's what I'm proud about myself. Kung naintindihan nyo yung in-explain ko, edi, ayun, ayos. Kasi masyado akong madaldal. Pero yun, number 3. Which is perfectionism. And alam ko na marami sa atin ang nakaranas na nito. Yung tipong gusto mong gawin yung bagay na kailangan mong gawin, pero dapat kailangan perfect siya. Kailangan wala siyang pagkakamali. Kailangan it will run smoothly as you imagined it to be. And oftentimes, similar to our first problem, which is yung the paralysis of overthinking, sometimes we often think a lot about how it will become perfect. The idea of being perfect, the idea that it should run smoothly, that you are given lesser time to actually do the things that you have to do, which would result to a result or to an outcome, para hindi redundant, which would result to an outcome na krenam. Or meaning to say na pinagkasya mo na lang sa maliit na oras kasi you spent lots and lots of time to think how it would become perfect. In a sense na masasatisfy ka. Another good example about this one is that someone is wanting to start a YouTube channel. Let's say, ikaw gusto mo mag-start ng YouTube channel. However, you are delaying starting a YouTube channel. Bakit nade-delay? Kasi iniisip mo na, ay, kailangan ko ng ganitong equipment, kailangan ko ng ganitong gear, kailangan ko matapatan yung ganitong equipment ni Kong, kailangan kong na magandang mic, and all that sort of alibis and stuff. Same goes for starting a podcast. Yan, kailangan ko ng validation sa family, kailangan ko ng support ng friends ko, kailangan i-chat ako ng crush ko na mag-podcast ka na kasi nakakaastig yun. We often delay what we have to do because we are often thinking about external stuffs or external things to make it perfect or to make the scenario perfect. That what we do not think about oftentimes is that the only way it will become perfect is just do it and fail and fail again and until it becomes perfect. I am someone who is a strong believer that perfection isn't just something that you achieve overnight. And I think that perfection means that you are constantly doing the things that you have to do, in this case starting and then reiterating every mistakes and perfecting it during the process. Hindi perfecting it during your thought process, but perfecting it through your actions in the process. Ayun, sabi nga dito ni Voltaire, I saw this quote online, and he said that perfect is the enemy of good. You know, kayo na lang mag-interpret. But my interpretation upon this quote is that oftentimes we are so fed up on this idea of being perfect that we are losing time thinking of being perfect, that we are not good enough on the process to actually lead to perfection. And yun, perfectionism, it is really hard or it is really difficult for us kasi I'm sure that gusto natin, since ayaw natin mag-fail, gusto natin laging perfect, and madalas naubusan tayo sa planning or dun sa pagpaplano that we forget that the best thing or the best step to lead to perfection is just to start or to begin. And reiterate nga, sabi ko nga kanina, just, you know, correct your mistakes during the process. As long as you're in the process, you are almost to perfection. Kahit gaano man yan katagal, kahit 10,000 ways ka mag-fail or kahit 10,000 beses na hindi mag-work yung ginagawa mo. As long as you are beginning, as long as you are starting, as long as you are longing for that process and out of that state of just thinking that it would all be perfect, then you are on the right track, you know. And the last one that I believe that is a factor of why is it hard to start is that number 4, we are so comfortable on our comfort zone. Masyado tayong nasa comfort zone natin and ayaw nating mag-step away doon. Kahit gaano man ka-cliche itong quote na to na you are already just step away from your comfort zone. Madalas hindi natin siya hindi natin siya ini-internalize. Kumbaga naririnig lang natin and alam natin it's a very powerful quote but we do not live with it. Na umalis nga tayo sa comfort zone natin. And what I mean by that is you are too comfortable being that lazy person you are, or I am too comfortable being this pagod person I am, na I forget that I have a lot of tasks to do. I forget that I should review in this subject and I should do this problem set, or that I should, you know, do other important stuff other than nakahiga lang, nagpo-phone, nag-tiktok, nag-instagram, nagpapopogi sa crush, kung ano man yun. Pero yun, the thing is, yes, yun nga, we are so comfortable on our comfort zone. One good example of this is that we are often sticking with something familiar instead of trying something new. And one specific example of this is our body, this is also scientifically proven, kaya na lang maghanap ng source. Pero our brains are wired to seek comfort and avoid discomfort. Mas trip ng ating mga utak na maging komportable, no? Sa halip na humanap ng ways para ma-challenge ang ating mga utak. One great example of this is doing our assignments. Kasi on school or on university, kung anumang level of education yun na, we are given these assignments. And minsan or madalas, kapag mahirap yung assignment, pansin ba natin na parang dinedelay natin siya ng dinedelay hanggang sa, ayun, may nag-send na lang sa atin ang sagot na, ayun, isusulat mo na lang the day before the submission or the day before the deadline. Yung iba nga dyan, the day na ng deadline, saka pa lang gagawin bago yung actual na pasahan eh. Pero the point is, since mahirap nga siya, our brain finds a way to avoid that specific task. And instead, find a way of comfort. And madalas, ang hirap niyang labanan eh, kasi hindi mo siya pansin eh. Kasi minsan, iisipin mo na deserve ko namang magpahinga, deserve ko namang magkape with all my friends. Which in reality, kailangan, meron kang mga dapat i-prioritize na hindi mo na nga napaprioritize dahil ginaslight ka na ng utak mo na deserve ko naman. Which in reality, bumagsak ka na nga nung midterms, bumagsak ka na nga nung quiz, and hindi mo deserve yon, okay? Nag-cram ka lang. And I am not telling this to discourage everyone. Ayoko rin mag-start ng issue na ala, ang harsh ko naman sa sarili ko. Don't get me wrong, I love myself that much that I respect myself when I am tired, and I respect myself if I really, really, genuinely deserve to do something for myself. However, if you just be honest with yourself, hindi mo talaga deserve. Hindi mo talaga deserve mag-party. Ang hirap niya sabihin. However, alam natin sa mga sarili natin na totoo naman. Kumbaga, our mind always tends to overestimate everything we do as if we've done something revolutionary for our lives. And I am not telling this to everyone kasi gusto kong ipamukha sa inyo na hindi niya talaga deserve. I am also telling this to myself. Kasi there are oftentimes, madalas akong dumadaan sa thought process na to na I did that much work and I deserve to relax the whole afternoon. I deserve to relax tomorrow. Pero in reality, gumaya lang naman ako ng problem set, di ba? Gumaya lang naman ako sa tropa ko ng problem set na hindi ko man lang sinolve. So, ayun, kumbaga, our brain seeks comfort and it will find ways to seek comfort even in a way na ikaw na mismo sa sarili mo ay niloloko mo na ang sarili mo. Your own brain is rebelling against you. Kaya dapat, kontrolin natin ang ating mga pag-iisip. Not everything we think about is the correct thing to do. And not everything that our emotion tells us is the right thing to do. Not everything that kasi madalas akala natin, alam na natin lahat eh, na we are in full control of ourselves, that we can do this, we know what's right or wrong because we are adults. Pero no, I believe not. Kahit yung mga matatanda na, they also are not in full control of their brain sometimes. Nang gagaslight, minsan akala natin tama tayo where in reality, hindi talaga tayo tama. However, our ego, you know, stops us from thinking that way. Kasi ayaw nating mabawasan or ma-degrade ang pride natin. So yan, I think that one solution on this problem is just to look at ourselves in a general manner. And what I mean by general manner is that sometimes what I do is I put my thought process outside of myself as if I am evaluating myself as a different person. In that way, I could not judge myself with bias, but I could judge myself fairly. Because I am not judging myself through myself, I am judging myself through the perspective of another person, if I'm making any sense. And yun, that's something that I do from time to time and I find it helpful. So, sinasabi ko lang to, hindi para, ayun nga, magmukhang self-help guru. I am explaining this kasi I am sharing my information, my knowledge, and my opinion with regards to some matter. Pero yun, now that we have explained the four major parts, in my opinion, of why we are, it's hard to start.
Nandito naman ang mga ways or nandito naman ang importance ng kung bakit dapat tayong magsimula.
Number one is because we learn more by doing than planning. And yun ang napansin ko throughout my college journey. Kasi oftentimes, I plan to be perfect, you know. Gusto ko nung una ay ayokong mag-fail and, you know, yung mga nabanggit ko nung una. Basta ayokong dumating, ayokong mahirapan, kaya gusto ko maging perfect. However, ang delusional ko pala nung mga oras na yun. Kasi hindi ka pala magiging perfect, hindi ka pala makaka-perfect sa exam, hindi ka pala makakakuha ng better results kung hindi man perfect. Kung hindi ka mahihirapan, you have to find the balance between constantly planning and constantly working. Number two, why is it important to start anyways? It's because that the small starts lead to big changes. And one great powerful book that describes this is, ayun yung compound effect. Nakalimutan ko ang author, pero compound effect, search nyo lang. Or kung gusto nyo ng mas bago or mas fresh na ideas, I believe that you should read Atomic Habits. Yes, I am suggesting my favorite books that I've just read. Ayan, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And then, also I saw a quote from Lao Tzu, and this he said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." And hindi ka makakarating dun sa 1,000th mile na yon kung hindi ka magsisimula. Also, I have read this quote from The Art of Laziness by The Librarian, if I'm not mistaken. Pero yun, I saw this quote while I was reviewing for my examination. And di ba, napakagaling isang halimbawa ng pagpo-procrastinate is maghanap ka ng ibang bagay na gagawin mo. Instead of reviewing, I was reading a book. Pero don't get me wrong, I've already reviewed and I was confident that I would pass the exam. Kaya nagbasa na lang muna ako. And this, yan, nalayo na ako sa topic. Pero yun, I saw this quote from The Art of Being, ano? The Art of Laziness or The Art of Being Lazy. And it says there na the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And the next best time is now. And while I was there sitting on the library, I was so fascinated with that idea. Never ko naihalin tulad ang pagsisimula sa pag-grow ng tree. And to explain that, hindi basta-basta tutubo ang puno na tinanim mo. And it would take a lot of years for it to grow. Same as to our results, it would take a lot of years bago natin siya makita. It could possibly take a lot of years if we are being realistic, depending on the type of goal that you are setting. And hindi natin siya agad makikita. However, if you do not plant it now, hindi siya magsisimula tumubo. Therefore, it would still take, if 20 years ang paglaki or paggrow ng isang puno, depending kung anong tree yun, it would take more time if you do not start now. Madedelay ka lang ng madedelay. Hindi lang siya applicable sa puno, but I am referring to a lot of things in life. Isang halimbawa na dito is, itong college. Kapag hindi ka nag-ayos ngayon, hindi ka nagtuga ngayon, baka madali ka ng graduation. And yun ang wag na wag. I mean, okay lang. At as long as you're still on the right path and wala naman masama madali. Pero if you want things to run great for you, not only in college, pero saan mang aspect ng buhay na yan, starting now or planting the tree now, I think it's the better way or the better route to go instead of, you know, sticking in your comfort zone, tinatamad ka magtanim, hindi ako magtatanim, hindi ko gagawin itong problem set na to, hindi ako mag-aaral, hindi ako magre-review, gusto ko lang mag-ML. And grind tayo sa ML. Hanggang madaling araw. Joke ko lang, wala namang masama mag-ML. Pero, you know, I think that we should seek balance. And the last reason, or my last reason of persuading every one of us, including myself, kung bakit dapat simulan na natin yan, kung ano man ang dapat natin gawin, is because regret is worse than failure. Sabi nga nila, ang pagsisisi ay laging nasa huli at ilang beses na ako nagsisi sa huli, therefore ilang beses akong nagpakaloko dahil hindi ko masyadong pinag-isipan or napagtantuan itong kasabihan na to. Doon yung bata ko pa siya naririnig, hindi ko alam ang problema ko sa isip, bakit ganun? Pero yun, there's this quote from Mark Twain. And sabi niya dito, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones that you did do.
So, for me, this is also a very powerful quote. Well, syempre, kaya ko ngayon dito eh. Pero yun, this is a very powerful quote for me. Kasi, there are times na, or madalas sa exam, merong mga bagay ako na-overlook na hindi naman na siguro ito kasama kasi masyado itong mahirap. And pagdating ng exam, ala, kasama pala siya. Nagsisisi na ako na hindi ko inaral. Nagsisisi na ako na hindi ko pinagtuunan ng pansin. And same goes for other aspects in life. Same goes for relationships. Nandun ka sa isang relationship, you are already doing great, but you are taking all of those greatness for granted. And kapag nawala na, dun mo pagsisisihan na tinake mo siya for granted. And, ayan, same goes for a lot of things. And dahil hindi ka nag-effort, ayun, nawala na. At the end, you regret not making that too much effort into it. And yun, oftentimes, yun nga sabi ko kanina, our brain would keep us on our comfort zone. Kasi gusto ng brain natin, gusto ng mga katawan, gusto ng mga sarili natin ng comfort. Gusto ng mga katawan natin ng comfort. However, it is not possible to do great things by being comfortable. And this is, speaking from experience, you would not answer that exam if you do not, you know, pay attention to your lectures that are very difficult. Kahit anong hirap niyan, if you take those for granted, at the end, di ko rin na magsisisi. And, ayun, regret is worse than failure. It's just that self-explanatory. At least, mapagmamalaki mo sa huli na you did it. At least, hindi mo iniwang blank yung test paper mo instead of regretting not putting anything there. Malay mo may ano pala, may partial points pala yung professor nyo, di ba? Or malay mo, maganda pala yung outcome. Alam mo naman pala dapat ang tamang sagot pero hindi mo lang ginawa kasi pinangunahan ka ng sarili mo na mali naman yata siguro to. So, for the benefit na malinis yung papel mo, hindi mo talaga susulatan. It's better to fail than to regret. In my opinion, we might have different opinions, pero speaking from experience, ayun nga, it's better to fail than to regret. Ngayon, paano nga ba tayo magsisimula? Kahit na feeling natin is mahirap siya simulan or it's impossible. Number one, the first advice is to lower the bar for starting. Do not see it habang maaga pa lang na you don't have to start na matatapos mo siya agad ng isang upuan. Same goes for do not read a great book on one night. Kasi you would not really appreciate everything eh. Hindi mo siya magigets agad. And that's what we have to accept on ourselves. That we should not begin with the intent to quickly finish it. Set the bar lower for starting. Starting doesn't mean completing it right away. Starting means just starting. Just doing the first few steps. And kung sa palagay mo, you've done significantly great progress today, edi bukas na lang ulit. Kumbaga ganun, para at least our minds are conditioned not to see starting as you should have an end product. Kasi if we often think of that, I think that we will get overwhelmed. I think that mahihirapan tayong i-process ang mga bagay-bagay. Mahihirapan tayong isipin kung paano natin i-apply and thus makakain ng oras natin sa pag-iisip. Kasi we set the bar too high from starting. Kaya the first advice or the first tip para sa inyo at para sa akin is to lower the bar for starting. Number two is to embrace imperfection. Do not be a perfectionist every time. I mean, it's okay to have the intent of being perfect, but that's simply for the intent itself. Hindi naman kailangan na lagi kang perfect because wala, hindi ka naman si Lord Jesus para maging perfect, di ba? So yun, embrace imperfections. Huwag kang matakot na hindi ka perfect kasi okay lang. Ang mahalaga, you are progressing and ang mahalaga is that you are starting and you are making the first few steps on your way to perfection. Ganun dapat natin i-perceive ang mga bagay-bagay. Ayan, appear tayo dyan. Number three is find your why. Find your intention. Kailangan sa una pa lang, kahit sa aspect ng buhay natin, I believe that we should have or we should know our intention. Bakit ba natin kailangan gawin to? Kasi motivation fades. Madalas, wala tayong motivation para gawin ang mga bagay na dapat natin gawin. However, our purpose or the purpose drives action.
na mawala man yung motivation natin, hindi man tayo motivated each and every day. Pero kung alam natin in the first place kung bakit natin kailangan gawin tong bagay na to, kung alam natin in the first place kung anong purpose, kung bakit ginagawa ko tong bagay na to,
is it would drive our progress. Kumbaga, hindi mo na kailangan maging motivated para gawin yung bagay na yun. Kasi if you are driven by that purpose, autopilot na yan. Kusa kang kikilos, kusa mong gagawin ng mga importanteng bagay. Kaya my advice to each and every one of you, and also to myself, is to ask yourself, or to ask myself na rin, why do I want to do this? Bakit kailangan ko tong gawin? Bakit gusto ko tong gawin? Gusto ko ba talaga tong gawin? Ayan, isipin nyo. And if the reason is strong, it would push us forward. Kailangan ng reason natin is mas malakas pa sa load natin. Yan, applied physics. Kailangan ng external force ay mas malakas pa, or it would give an amount of force more than the load or the object in front of it. Kasi kung hindi, ay hindi magmo-move. Hindi ka kikilos, hindi ka gagalaw kasi wala kang malakas na purpose. Wala kang why. Hindi mo nasagot yung why mo. So to finally conclude this podcast, yan sa wakas, my final thought is that starting is the hardest part. Pero once you take that first step, momentum builds. The key is to stop waiting for the perfect moment and just to begin. Kasi walang perfect moments. Along the process, marami kang hindrances dyan. Laging may imperfections, and that's normal to our imperfect world na maraming hindrances tayo may experience. So if you are waiting for the perfect moment, then you're waiting for nothing kasi walang perfect moment. The perfect moment does not exist, in my opinion. And I believe that other people will think that I would say that the perfect time is now, but no. The perfect time is now, but there is no perfect moment. Kayo na mag-interpret nun. Ang hirap niyang i-explain. Pero yun, the perfect time is now, but there is no perfect moment. Therefore, there is no now. Hindi, joke lang. Basta, isiwin niyo na lang. Kung if that makes sense. If walang sense yan para sa inyo, edi wag bahala na. Yan yun ako dun. Yan yun ako sa part na yun. Also, tanongin natin sa mga sarili natin, what's something you've always been putting off? Ano yung mga bagay na dapat or gusto nyong gawin or kailangan nyong gawin na isinasantabi nyo? And itanong nyo rin sa mga sarili nyo kung anong nag-uudyok. Tama ba? Ay hindi. Anong pumipigil? Yan, ang hirap ko mag-Tagalog. Anong pumipigil sa inyo para simulang gawin yon? Kahit i-list down nyo, if it would help, para enlightened kayo. Also, kapag nagawa nyo na yon, na-list down nyo na yung mga takot kayong gawin, yung mga bagay na dapat nyong gawin pero hindi nyo ginagawa, and alam nyo na yung rason kung bakit hindi nyo siya gagawin, gumawa naman kayo ngayon ng counterplay o ng counterattack. Paano ko to sisimulan despite those hindrances na aking nilista? What small steps could I make to lead me to progress? What small steps could I make today? Significant steps to get closer and closer to what I have to do. Or to get closer and closer in completing my task. Or to get closer and closer in general to the things na kailangan kong gawin. And once that you started that, once you started the action, or just simply the act of starting, trust me, would help you get nearer and nearer to the completion of that task. And that's something that I have been applying. Hindi naman kasi lagi tayong may spark ng motivation. Hindi lagi tayong sisipagin sa mga bagay-bagay. Madalas pagod din ang mga sarili natin. So just start small. Identify the problem. List down that problem kung ano man yan. And find ways, small steps, closer to solving those problems. And apply those steps. Give yourself some time. Yet do not be fed up to that sort of thinking na kailangan mo ng time hanggang sa naubusan ka na ng time para gawin yung bagay na kailangan mo talagang paglaanan ng oras. If I am making any sense, sorry for being redundant, pero that's how I would like to explain it. And I chose to explain it like that kasi ayos siyang pakinggan. Pero yun, I think that concludes the topic itself.
Sana ay marami kayong natutunan, sana ay na-enlighten kayo, at sana hindi nyo ako napag-isipan na ang feeling ko naman. Kasi, again, sinasabi kita not only to you guys, but the benefit of this podcast, the beneficiary of this podcast. Well, beneficiary, parang binigyan ng ayuda. Pero yun, one that will benefit from this podcast is mainly also myself. Kasi these are some things that I would like to tell myself personally. However, ang dami nating kaisipan sa pang-araw-araw na nakakalimutan natin siyang sabihin sa mga sarili natin. Thus, doing this podcast means also that I'm talking to myself. Kasi ako lang naman din ang nandito sa kwarto. Kaya yun, narinig ko yung mga sinasabi ko. Pero the point is, yeah, I hope that this podcast not only helped myself from finding a better direction with regards to starting, but also to you guys. Kasi I believe that this is one of the major problems ng ating society or ng mga, hindi naman society, ang OA naman siguro. Pero one of the more personal problems na karamihan sa atin ay hinaharap. So I hope that na-enlighten tayo man lang sa mga sinabi ko or napag-usapan natin dito. And as much as possible, ayoko tong maging parang magtuturo ako. As much as possible, I want this to be like a casual conversation with all of you guys. Kaya kung meron kayong mga suggestions na magandang pag-usapan, pero yung may sense naman na. And mga suggestions with regards to how I explain my topics or explain itong mga ganitong bagay, just feel free to tell me or to message me. And ayun, yun lang. I have nothing more to add. I think that I have already stated everything that should be stated, and I think that I have, you know, explained it well naman. And if I did not explain it well, also, yun pala, kung sa palagay mo malabo siya or redundant masyado yung mga sinasabi ko, it's just please tell me, kasi I am looking towards the improvement. All I'm doing now is starting para may maganda akong foundation in the long run. Pero yun, that's all. Kanina pa akong pero yun. Dito ko natatapusin ang first episode ng podcast. I hope you all liked it, and I hope may nag-gain kayo na knowledge ngayong araw. Abang-abangan nyo ang mga susunod ko pang podcast, kasi there will definitely be a lot. I honestly enjoy doing these kinds of stuffs, and I will continue to do it as long as I am still enjoying it. Please subscribe or ano, hindi ko alam ang tawag dito eh. Pero yun, please just continue following this Spotify account para may listeners naman ako kahit paano. With that, I am to end this now. Again, my name is Mark, and you're listening to the Pagodcast here on Spotify.